He's only 3 doors away, and he's got the letters that we've been waiting for.
Oh, oh, hey, hey. What's Balky so excited about? Is it some Meposian holiday? Did Mud Day sneak up on us again?
Mud Day is not until next week, but if I were you two, I'd be getting my hats ready.
Oh, well, mail call. Why, look at this, Marianne. You and I got a letter from the Baby Quiz television show.
Oh.
And look, Jennifer and Cosy Larry got a letter from them, too. What a completely unplanned coincidence.
Well, what would some stupid game show want with us?
Well, how would we know? Why are you staring at us? Why are you boring holes through us with your accusing, questioning eyes? What makes you think we know? We don't have a clue. Do we have a clue?
Clueless.
Absolutely clueless, and we don't appreciate the insinuation.
Well, something tells me you're behind this, Balky.
Ha, 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 whatever. Whatever would you say that for, cousin?
Well, the address says Jennifer and Cousin Larry Appleton.
Well, I guess you caught us with our pants on. When Marianne and I found out that the Baby Quiz show was looking for new contestants, we thought it would be wild, wacky, whimsical fun for both families to be on at the same time. So, after filling out 800 of our own applications, we quickly scribbled out one for you.
Open yours first. The suspense is killing me.
We were accepted.
Hot doggy! Now we all can be on together.
No, we won't. We were rejected. Oh, Balky.
Oh, no, 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 no. Now, there, my little cement mixer. Don't be sad. Now, listen. Just because we filled out Cousin Larry and Jennifer's winning application and had 800 of our own rejected, that's no reason to be upset, right? We are very happy for you.
Well, thank you, Balky, but I don't think we'll be going on the Baby Quiz show. I am not about to let my wife and unborn child be exploited just so that we can win a year's supply of baby wipes.
Larry, I think it would be fun.
No, no, no. My mind is absolutely made up. Balky, why don't you take this letter and try to go on in our place?
Cousin, I am so touched. It is so generous of you to give up your chance to win your child a college scholarship.
College scholarship?
To the school of your choice.
Well, you know, it does have our name on it, and we don't want to deceive those nice game show people. So I guess we will be going on the Baby Quiz show. I don't want to do this. Why do we have to do this?
Come on, Larry. It'll make them happy.
Hello, everybody. Let's give a big baby quiz welcome to our host, Lance Edwards. It's really Balky.
Thank you.
He's wearing my suit.
And welcome to the Baby Quiz, the show that poses the age-old question, hey, you're having a baby, and now what? All right. I'm Lance Edwards, and this is my lovely Baby Quiz co-hostess, Tiana. Coochie, coochie, coo, mwah! All right, Tiana, let's meet our first contestants.
Please welcome Larry and Jennifer Appleton from Chicago, Illinois. Jennifer is 8 months pregnant and hasn't seen her feet since February.
Thank you, Tiana. As you know, this is how the Baby Quiz works. We'll ask you questions about your pregnancy while your spouse is secured in a soundproof booth. Tiana? Later on, we'll reunite you and we'll see how your answers compare. The couple with the most matches wins. Isn't that something? Tell them what they'll win, Johnny. A trip to Mexico! Our winning couple will fiesta and frolic at the fabulous Corona del Corona Hideaway. They'll swim in crystal tide pools and enjoy sumptuous meals at the Cafeteria Corona. All prices not transferable and subject to availability, holidays and weekends excluded. It's all for you from the Baby Quiz. Back to you, Lance. Thank you, Johnny. Oh, no, thank you, Lance. Wow. All right, round one. Each question's worth 10 points. Tiana, has cousin Larry Appleton been secured in the special soundproof booth?
All secured.
All right. Jennifer, we'll start with you. Jennifer, you're lovely. I love the crazy little flip in your hair. You and I had chatted backstage, and you'd mentioned that this has been a particularly difficult pregnancy for you. Is that right? And that you've been under a lot of stress, and you've developed kind of a quirky little nervous tic. Is that right? Come on, let's see it. Let's see a little nervous tic. There it is, and it's adorable. Well, you'll be happy to know the first question has nothing to do with your crazy, quirky little tic. Jennifer, since you've been pregnant, which part of your body hurts the most? Is it your upper half or your lower half?
My lower half. I get terrible leg cramps.
All right. Let's bring back cousin Larry Appleton and see how well he knows the mother of his child. All right. All right, cousin Larry Appleton, it's good to have you back. Your wife is lovely. And you and I were chatting backstage earlier, and you mentioned to me that one of your greatest fears is that your unborn child might inherit your short, stubby legs and your hammer toes. Your hammer toes. Father had them. They're no fun. You'll be happy to know. Your first question. All right. Your first question, we asked Jennifer. Jennifer, since you've been pregnant, which part of your body hurts the most? Is it your upper half or your lower half?
Easy question. She has constant headaches and stiff neck. Definitely upper half.
Ooh, I'm sorry. No, she said that she had leg cramps. That'd be lower half.
Larry, I get leg cramps every night. Where have you been the last 32 weeks? Do we know each other? Have we met?
Hey, just the first question. The next question is probably going to be something about food cravings, and I happen to know you have a thing for ice cream.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, I knew that.
Making me nervous. We played this game with Falky for 2 hours yesterday and didn't get a single answer right. We're going to make fools of ourselves on television.
We are not going to make fools of ourselves on television. Look, if we just answer the questions the way we practiced this morning, everything will be fine.
Well, what if they don't ask those questions?
I have a hunch they will.
Hey, here's my lucky contestants. How are you? Uh-oh, who's got a bun in the oven, huh? All right.
I guess that would be us, Larry and Jennifer Appleton.
Well, nice to meet you, Appletons.
Marianne, it's him. It's Lance Edwards.
And you must be my other lucky contestants.
No, we applied, but we were unfortunately overlooked 800 times.
Well, we have front row tickets.
Lance, I'm sorry. I just cannot keep it to myself any longer. You're my favorite game show host.
Ooh. Here.
Lance, we have a problem.
Don't worry, I can handle him.
No. The other game show contestants went into labor. They're on the way to the hospital.
Ooh, well, that's too bad. I guess that means we win by default.
No, actually, that happens all the time. We'll just pick another couple from our studio audience.
Oh!
All right, here's kind of a kooky thought. How about you two?
Oh, Lance, that's a dream come true. Lance, capture the moment.
Oh, sure.
You got to advance it.
Oh. You'll follow our hostess, the lovely Tiana, to our soundproof booth. We're going to ask your wives a series of questions and then bring you back out to see how your answers compare. All right,
Jen, we're prepared. We're going to be great, right?
Right.
Tiana, I've always wanted to meet you. I read your book, and I thought your layman's slant on the Middle East was mesmerizing. I especially like that chapter called There's No Such Thing as Too Much Moisturizer. You have no pores in your skin, do you?
Hey, Cousin, can you believe it? We got inside the boot. It's kind of like a big fish tank, isn't it?
All right, let's begin the baby quiz.
I hope they get a good shot of this on this special booth camera.
Special booth camera?
Yeah, it's a special camera, and they have it focused on the booth. It's called the special booth camera. Because they love to get shots of the daddies making fools of themselves.
Well, they are not going to get any shots of you or me making fools of ourselves, all right? So let's just keep quiet.
Why we have to keep quiet? It's a soundproof booth. Nobody can hear us. Let's see if it works. Marianne!
Ladies, how much weight have you gained so far during your pregnancy?
Cousin, it really does work. Well, I'd be my uncle's monkey. You can say anything you want. Marianne!
Okay, all right, that's enough, all right? Let's just keep quiet now, okay? Let's just be quiet and just behave ourselves.
Whoa. Those lights are so bright, they're hurting my eyes.
Studio lights have to be bright.
Yeah, but they're so bright, I can't even look anywhere.
Don't stare into them.
Yeah, but
don't
stare into them. What am I going to look at? That's all I can see.
Just look at something else.
I'm going to look at something else.
Look at something else, you'll be fine.
All right. Cousin, you know what the problem is? Those lights draw me. They draw me. They are penetrating. They fascinate me. I cannot stop. I know they're frying my retinas, but I just cannot take my eyes off them. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to look where you told me to look, but I cannot. I can't. The lights.
Wow. Okay.
Cousin, if I don't change places with you, I'm going to go out of my mind.
All right, let's just switch places. Now just sit down and please, just try not to embarrass me.
Jennifer, what animal will your husband say best describes you during your pregnancy? Animal describes you during your pregnancy.
Why hide behind a question, Lance? Let's face it, I'm a whale.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm trying to get comfortable. This chair is like iron. You sat in this for all that time, and this is unbelievably uncomfortable. It's so hard. It's like, what is this? Is this some kind of torture instrument? And it looks just like the chair I was just in. That's the interesting bit. If I lean, maybe if I just kind of lean, could I put my head partially on you, maybe?
All right, let's switch places.
No, I don't want to switch places.
Let's switch places.
No, I don't want to switch places. I like my new place because when I sit over there, the light's in my eyes. I like my new place. I don't have any problem with where I am. It's the chair I want. I have to have that chair in order to be comfortable because this chair is some kind of Iron Maiden torture thing and I don't like it. Impossible to get comfy.
No.
But I want that chair.
No.
Just give me the chair.
No.
Boy, take the chair.
No.
Closer. I want that chair. I'm going to go crazy if I don't get that chair. Now, get out of it. I need my chair. Damn it. Put it down.
Please, Listen to me. Listen to me. Cousin Larry is not switching chairs. Cousin Larry is not moving. In fact, Cousin Larry is just going to sit here and pretend that he doesn't even know you.
Cousin.
I'm sorry, have we met?
Now we're moving on to the third trimester round where the points are doubled and you can really fatten up. Your score, that is. All right.
Hey, you have writing on the bottom of your shoe.
Hmm?
You have writing on the bottom of your shoe.
No, no, I don't.
Yes, you do. Let me see that shoe. Yes, yeah. Not this shoe. This one says, little man's footwear.
Of course there's writing on the bottom of the shoe because that's my Christmas list. And I can't let you see it because I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Aha! Jennifer's favorite food is Pop-Tarts. So this is your Christmas list, eh?
Okay, think now. If your husband were a tree, what kind of tree would he be?
This is no Christmas list! These are the answers to the game show. You've been cheating! Get up, kid. You know what? Cheating is a revolting practice.
Balky, I couldn't help it!
Hello.
Don't you see I had no choice? When I couldn't match your answers with Jennifer yesterday, I panicked! So I called the baby quiz, and I told them I was doing a story on the show, and they sent me 150 questions as research. And I only did it so I could win a scholarship for my child.
Cousin, I'm sorry, but I cannot condone this cheating. I'm going to tell Lance I'm going to stop the game.
Oh, you're going to tell Lance?
Yes, I'm going to tell Lance because this is...
You're going to turn me in, or I just hope you can live with the consequences.
What consequences?
A child's shattered dreams. A child's pain, his sorrow, his agony. Look, Balky, look! On that college campus, you see? Happy students off to their first day of class. Oh, but there's one little boy who just stands and watches. It's Larry Jr. And the other students just point and laugh as they go on their way. They're playing keep away with his dreams. And he wants to go to class. He wants to go, but he can't. He can't because his Uncle Balky robbed him of his college scholarship. Oh, look, Balky, look. Look, he's starting to cry. Look, his little tears dropping into his empty notebook. Oh, God. Do you see him, Balky? Do you see him crying out there? Oh, God. My boy. Help him. Help him.
You know what? There's nothing out there. There's just nothing out there. You always point. I always look. There's nothing out there. I've just realized this is a sick game you've been playing with Balky for 6 years, and I'm tired of it. Just tired of it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be getting those answers off the bottom of your...
Since you became pregnant, ladies, are you most comfortable sleeping on your side?
Larry, I'm glad Balky turned you in. You deserved it.
Actually, Jennifer, I didn't have to turn Cousin Larry in. The game show people saw their writing on his feet when we knocked the booth over, and they had to pry us out with the jaws of life.
You ask me, those game show people take their jobs way too seriously.
Oh, I don't know, Larry. They did let Balky and me finish the game with another couple.
And we did win that college scholarship for little Robespierre or Marge.
Come on, Marianne, let's get something to eat. I'm hungry.
Good news, I had some cookies in the cupboard.
Found them.
Ice cream in the fridge.
Had it.
Pastrami in the pantry.
Ate it.
Well, Balky, I did it again.
reach for the brass ring. Wound up with a bill for a broken plexiglass soundproof booth.
Well, of course, there's nothing wrong with wanting a college education for your child. It's just the lying, cheating, deceitful way you went about it. But anyway, I got them to give you a parting gift just as if you were an honest contestant.
You got me a parting gift?
I surely did.
Well, that's very nice of you. What'd you get me?
Tell them, Johnny! The Baby Quiz home version! Now Cousin Larry Appleton can play the Baby Quiz every night. Back to you, Lance.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, no, thank you, Lance.
That'd be lower half, and again, I mentioned you get no points.
Larry, I get leg cramps every night. Where have you been the last 32 weeks? Do we know each other? Have we met?
Hey, just the first question. The next question is probably going to be something about food cravings, and I happen to know you have a thing for ice cream.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts, I knew that.
Johnny, we'll be right back after a message from our sponsors. Ladies, unsightly varicose veins got you down? Try new flesh-colored Heidi hose. One size fits all. Back to you, Lance.
Thank you, Johnny.
No problem, Lance.